on another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Blaze. What's going on, gents?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, but we gotta work, so...
Gotta make it happen, bro, you know? It's good to be back, it's good to operate, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and in this episode, I'll be in my C's era, man. I don't say too much, but I'm still here.
What do you mean,
man? I'm still here. You know, always when you get to this How Are You stage, you don't say...
What? Trilogy vibes.
Please, how many times have we begged you to tell us what happened?
Has no emotions.
And you're like, nah, it's just shit. So that's the space I'm in today. So, yeah.
Hey, man. Blaze, welcome back,
bro. Hey, bro. Hey, man. I was taken by the streets, I won't lie.
Man's been MIA.
The streets were asking, where's Blaze?
Yo,
where's
bro, the streets were calling. You know, the grind was calling. A lot was happening. But hey, guys, you know, I'm back. You know, it's good to be home, bro. It's good to be home.
Hey, man. Yeah, guys. Hey, let's get into it, man. I don't even wanna, you know, I don't wanna dilly dally. You know them ones. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. We're talking about one of my favorite rappers ever.
Hey, we had
today.
To do
we
it.
Are talking about, hey, dude, none other than Zulu Mecca. And yeah, what can we say? She's back with a brand new project, and it's called Seems. And honestly, man, like, yeah, dude.
Wow.
You guys know, like, I raid Zulu. Like, Zulu Mecca's top two. Like, she's...
Mecca.
You know? So, yeah, I'm excited about this one. It's quite short, but I guess, you know, we're preparing for the album. So yeah. I can accept that still.
It's just a taste. It's a little snack.
Yeah. It's an appetizer.
Hey, bro. You know? Starter.
Exactly. But yeah, Seems by Zulu Mecca. Guys, what are your initial thoughts on this one?
Yeah, man, I think obviously with regards to Zulu Mecca and the music, I think for my opinion, always I love the music. I think it's really, really great. So I was expecting just a top quality project. And yeah, I think it definitely upheld that. I think, you know, it's very short. But like I've said for previous projects and whatnot, like, it was very, very loaded. I feel like there was a lot of emotion. I really love the production on this one as well. Especially that song at the end there, Job Not Finished. I know that Yolofonic was the producer for that. That was actually super dope as well. But yeah, no, this was honestly quality. And I think, yeah, it kind of sets the standard for the album. And I feel like the album is probably going to be an elevation of this as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. Wow, just amazing work. Like, what more can you expect from Mecca, bro? Like, yo. I think she always delivers, and this is just proof to that. Like, it's a short project, but I like short projects personally, and I think it gets straight to the point. There's no fat here. Everything seems to be in place. Like, yeah, we do say it's just a taster, but it's done right, you know, it's done the right way. Yeah. Her pen, yeah. Bro, the structure, the production, subject matter, just the feels, the vibes, the like, even her just experimenting a bit, dabbling a bit with like the funk, like, I just enjoyed that she really came with something fresh and refreshing. So this was dope for me. I think, yeah, man, I wasn't disappointed at all. So yeah
guys, only I've been waiting for this thing for over a year now.
Yeah,
and hey, at the time when I think it was at the Cares album launch, because I'm like, yo, dude, like, I'm trying to interview you. We got to do this. We got to do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, I bet. Of course. I'm working on the thing right now. Actually, it's almost done. So can you imagine, bro? This whole time I've been waiting.
Hey, like, bro. And like, it's been a minute. Yo.
I was starting to lose hope. I'm like, dude, I don't know if it's going to come, bro. But it's here
it
now.
It finally arrived.
Know? Yeah. So, yeah, let's get into it, man. The first song is the title track, Seams. And I mean, what an opener, right?
Yes. This,
it feels very laid back. But when you start getting into the lyrics, it's a loaded song, yeah. You know? And I think it's a good representation of Mecca's music, majority of her music. It's that, like, it doesn't feel like it's crazy until you actually, like, start to pay attention. You're like, hey, yeah.
Exactly. Yo, once you're deep,
it's crazy.
It gets real. You know? It touches the soul.
Right? But I love the song. Especially, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but the flow,
yo,
that final verse, especially,
the flow,
it kind of reminds me of that Kendrick song, Feel, from the Damn album.
Damn, yeah.
That's what I got from this. And Feel is one of my favorite Kendrick songs. So immediately I was able to pick that up. I'm like, oh, this is where it's taking me now, you know?
Yeah.
I was getting the same emotions as well. So I love Seams, bro. Beautiful song. What are you guys saying about Seams?
Yeah, man, I think when I first heard it, I thought it was Shubile. They use on Ami 2. But yeah, I think the familiarity with the beat, I think, kind of made this a bit exciting as well. But yeah, I think Zulumeka, really, in terms of an introduction, like, I feel like it was an introduction, but it wasn't really an introduction because we, like, just got straight into it, you know what I mean? Like, normally you expect the intro to be the build up and everything, but yeah, this one just went straight into it. But the subject matter, I think, of this song and also the project, just as you go along, like, it's very introspective stuff. It's a lot of, you know, questioning, a lot of relatable stuff. So I think, yeah, this was definitely the perfect start for me.
Yeah, man, Seems. If I'm not mistaken, this was the first single, I think.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, so even just that, dropping this as the first single, already said a lot. It was like a big statement to make, you know, out the gate. Like Seas was saying, it's one of those songs, like, it could really go over your head if you're not really deep in what she's saying on this. But I think that's just a lot when it comes to, you know, Zulu, like, you're always gonna get that depth, bro. You're always gonna get that introspect. It's always gonna be deeper than the surface. So I feel like this was one of those, but it was lighthearted enough to be a single. And yeah, man, like we're saying, she just found a nice pocket on this, especially that last verse. She was really going off, bro.
Sure.
She was operating to the highest level, bro. Like, honestly,
my
dog.
God.
Yo, I, and you know, I mean, there was just even simple bars, like just her saying, eyes water, hard to see. I mean, just that line, bro. I was just like, yo, bro, what? You know, so I think with Zulu, she's really able to construct, like, something so eloquent and elegant, bro, like, within her writing. So, yeah, man, that flow is definitely the highlight for me, though. Definitely delivered with that. So, a strong opener.
Yeah, that chorus, bro.
Yeah,
fall apart at the seams. I fall, I drop to my knees. Eyes water, harder to see. I call up God in my sleep. Our Father, why bother? Thought I believed. I fall apart at the seams. I fall,
bro,
I
look
drop
at that.
To my knees.
The connection.
Hinmanship.
Hey, bro. Yeah.
And this is a chorus, by the way. This is not even the verse, bro.
Bro, that's the thing. That's the hook. I didn't even mention that hook too. Like, yo, bruh, like, so fluid, bruh. Like, everything just connected one after the other, dog. It was crazy, bro.
Most of the time, bro, like, people will treat a chorus like it's a, you know, like it's a throwaway.
Exactly.
But I feel
like she treated it like it's a verse.
With her, it's like, dude, it's as hard as the verse, bro. Like, the chorus is as hard as the verse. You
bro,
get me?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
And we were talking about this a lot, I think. But when we're doing the Pretty Ugly review, and we're discussing the Zulumeka verse on there.
Yeah.
Grace mentioned how, like, everything when Mecca is writing her verses, every line is connected, like,
yeah, it serves
it's threaded
purpose.
Through
yeah
right and so even just with this chorus alone,
like everything is connected. You take away one line and then it
there's falls something apart missing. At the seams,
right? It just it falls apart at the seams. Right.
Hey, bro.
Dude, this is
even in the description. This part, this is too much, bro.
Yeah, this is beautiful. Yo. This is beautiful. But yeah, let's get into the next one, bro. End of the World, featuring my homies. Still,
Dream
End of the
team.
World, dog, featuring Kaz and Mos Burgh.
Dream what are we team, saying, bro.
Yeah, no, I would lie. This was the song. It sounded like it was straight out of a movie, dog.
Hey, bruh. Like, James Bond footy, dog.
See, like a Suicide Squad type, whatever. Hey, like dog. That type of
Hollywood
thing,
blockbuster, bruh. Motion. Yes,
yeah, dog. Super, super theatrical, super dark, super. Hey, I don't know, but yeah, man. Also, like a love song in the same breath, which is super. Like. I don't know what's that word where it's like two things that are opposite. Is it like a figure of speech thing? What is it? Okay. My command of the English language is killing me right now. But
I could just think of conjunction, but I don't think that's the.
Yeah,
one.
I just like the fact that it kind of gives off opposite feelings. But yeah, man, this is a fire song. Really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, facts, bro. This for me was like, yo, when I just saw the lineup, I was already sold, but I already knew no wrong could be done. Yeah, here,
you didn't even have to question it,
bro. Like, at all, bro. I knew already this was going to be a classic, and they didn't disappoint at all, bro. They delivered on all fronts, bro. So, yo, shout out to them because this was clean. Like, Mecca's cadence, even in that intro, like, yo, just. I almost feel like it gave me that Ghost of Mars like vibe. I already knew like Mars is somewhere here in this song. you know? Bro, hey dog, nah, it was different, man. Like, yeah, man, such an underrated banger. I didn't hear too much about it, but I haven't been checking the streets, like, you know, the Twitter and all that, but I feel like this song deserved more of a highlight, bro. Yeah, man, Kez on that hook, bruh. Yo, that hook, bruh. Like, I've always been, I feel like I say this every time. Like, I just know that one day Kez is gonna be like on a James Bond soundtrack. Like, she just has that elegance, bruh. That dog,
she
yo.
That feel, bruh. Right?
Like, I'm that telling aura, you, it's gonna happen. Mark my words, bookmark this episode, bro. It's gonna happen one day. I'm telling
it's
you, bruh. Like, yo, it's real. And then let's not even get into Mars out here, bruh. Like, yo, bruh. Like, Mars just brings a different texture, different flavor. Even in his production, like we always say, you always know. Like, he doesn't even have to, like, vocally appear on the track. Like, just guitar even, bro, and you know, like, guitar could be at the back, but you already know in the beginning of the song Mars is here, bro.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love that he always carries that element to everything he does. So for me, this was a 10 out of 10. Like, I know niggas gonna say I'm always glazing, but it's fine, bro. It's fine to me. I love this. You can't tell me otherwise. You cannot, bro. So yeah, shout out. And Mecca, bro, of course, bro, of course, lyrically held it down. Her flows always, like, yeah, man, hey, shout out. I'm done.
Yeah, dude, I feel like, I mean, yeah, I think this for me is almost like a dream collaboration, because last year we did Wept. Was it the year before?
I can't remember,
whatever it was. We did Wept, and remember she had that song with Kaz on there. But Kaz was only there for like 4 bars, and then she was gone again. And I was like, dude, I just need them to do more together. And then was it for Testament? I was like, bro, this to me is like a 9.5 out of 10 album. The only thing that was missing on that album was Mecca. And so to hear them now all together, you know. To me, it's like the dream team, bro. This was like the big three for me, like, you know. But in terms of just like the actual song, I like what it explores. The idea that we only feel a certain, like a sense of urgency to express like your true feelings towards someone or something only when the stakes are high.
Stake, yeah.
You know. And I like that, bro. I like that. And I even tweeted this a few days ago. I'm not going to read the poem, but it's like this other poem by this guy, Franz Kafka, from, you know, back in the day.
And says, but you it, know, it like, we don't know. We don't know. You know. No, we don't know. Please.
You know, the name of the poem is called Dia Melina. And I tweeted this alongside with this song. I'd have to go back to my timeline. But basically, the name of the poem is called Dia Melina by Franz Kafka. And it explores this idea of, you know, if the world was ending tomorrow, I would drop everything, you know, and just finally be with you and stop playing around kind of vibe. You get me? But yeah, man, this song is absolutely beautiful. 10 out of 10 for me. Amazing. The next one was Iller Than, which, yeah, I love the song. I thought it would have been like a dope sort of like, not a single, but if it had been released before the album dropped. It just gives me that feeling of like, yo, I'm finally back and this is just a heat check, you know. I'm putting the word out that like, yo, I'm about to drop, I'm Iller Than, you know,
sicker than ill.
But anyway, how you guys feeling about this one?
No, I won't lie, I really, really like this. Like, this is super smooth, man. It's just literally, the beat is right there, clean, pretty much in a loop, and it's just straight bars from top to bottom. So this was just like a rap song for me, like just a boom bap, but obviously with the modern touch to it. But yeah, man, this was nice. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, no, this was heat. Lyrically, a great display of penmanship. She even started off just by saying, I'm in no physical condition to listen to whack shit. I was like, whoa, wait, relax.
I wonder if there was someone in mind in those.
Nah, she was angry at this one. She was heated. She was shouting at engineers and whatnot. I was like, hey, bro, it's okay, dude.
Right off the gate.
I really also like the production here. It felt like some sort of, you know, throwback to like Jay Dilla type production, like an ode to that, like some Wu-Tang even. So yeah, man, this lyrically, she went off like a bar or two, just to quote, when she says, never spent a single heaven cent and I'm hell bent on it. Ugh, crazy. And then there's a part she's like, I think she ends off by saying, you at the stage where they just give you props, a theater full of crooks. On God, the engineer fluke, he let you near the booth. Yo, bruh. Bro, just that, you at the stage where they just give you props, a theater full of crooks. Ah, come on, dog. Which one is that one? Which one,
that's
dog?
Boss.
Nah, come on, bro. That's not simple, bro.
The and Andres are working.
Dog, that's
here,
not
bro.
Simple, bro. Double, that's triples, difficult, you know, bro. That's on hard. She's living on hard. On ultimate, bro. Yo.
Hey, the whole verse is crazy because, like you said, she says, never spent a single heaven sent. And I'm hell bent on it. I stretch all the shillings. I'm willing to bet on it. I'm in debt, pawning what's left of an inept Sonic.
You see, this is why, bruh. Bro, this is why, bruh. I don't want to be this guy because I was gonna quote the whole verse too.
What are we even saying?
Even when I was writing this, bro, I was like, yo, let me just pick one or two because I know myself, bruh. I'll go with this whole thing, bruh.
Wait.
Hey.
Spent.
Bro.
Sent.
Bet the shilling.
Bet.
The bet.
Shillings.
Yo, bruh.
Bet. Debt.
The whole wave, bro.
It just keeps going, dog.
The whole wave, the whole thing, bro. Hey. Magic.
Yeah, hey. But anyway, I like this song. Like you said, boom bap, hard beat. And it comes off the end of the world, which is, you know, very relaxed, very chill vibe. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nah, get these bars, nigga. You know,
a buff. You get a bar, you get
so,
a bar.
Yeah, like
she even
like
said that at some point.
You get a bar, you get a bar. Dog,
she said it,
she said it, bro.
From the goat's mouth.
She said it. Next one was Leave, featuring the man himself,
yes,
Marcus
sir.
Harvey. Fantastic collab.
The collab's on here, bro.
I thought the production fits both, you know, like
Stay
everything
low.
Is just working.
Stay
with
low.
These collaborations, the style. It feels like a Marcus style, but it also feels like a Mecca style. Somehow.
And the fact that it's like all in-house, bro. This, all the features, bro. It's too much.
Dog, you know. But yeah, what are we saying about Leave featuring Marcus? Mr. Hall?
Yeah, I think I was really, really looking forward to this. Yeah, I think every time I see Marcus Harvey on the track listing, I'm like keen to hear, because obviously we hadn't had music for a while. I know there's a project out now, but you know, it's always just refreshing to kind of hear. But yeah, see, to kind of lean on that point, I think Mecca and Marcus Harvey in terms of like sound and the scope in which they're in, sonically, it kind of makes sense. So when I heard this from the start, I was already like, okay, I can see where this is going. And yeah, like I think it really just worked. I think what I really loved about the song was just the actual lyrics and what the song was about. I think, yeah, Mecca just went, like, it was so deep, man. You know, even, especially after having, like, End of the World, where it's like, yo, I'll risk all of this stuff, etc., etc. And then now it's like a different flip to a different scenario. Like, already at the start, it's like, baby, I'm drunk and dirty. I feel unworthy of your love. Mercy, mercy, baby, I'm no different. Got my own issues. I could quote scripture until my hoes miss me. But yeah, like, just kind of hitting it in the
then
get-go.
Then I'm Mr. Bitches.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man, this was... Yeah, I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely. For me, Leave, I think one thing I want to point out with Marcus, I think Marcus is always so good at bringing people to his world, but still keeping it natural and organic, bro. He's just really good at that, because I feel like with all of his features, it never feels like he's overpowering too much. It never feels like he's going too far, because you know Marcus has that distinct sound, bro.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he's able to bring people into it so nicely, and I think this is a testament to that. Yeah, but I just like how she also handled, like, Mecca Onye, how she handled the concept of this, like, modern era microwave love as well, you know, the whole like Tinder microwave shit with Marcus as well. Like, I think this is also a testament, like I was just saying, how I feel like Stay Low, just as this project is in-house, like just to show the chemistry and the way they work so well together, because I feel like everyone's able to bounce off each other so nicely, you know. And I really like that. I love the hook on here as well. Marcus always kills the hooks for me. And yeah, man, really, that's all I gotta say for this. Really dope song, well written. Yeah, man, good stuff.
Therapy and prayer bees. I'm still a piece of shit. I'm self-aware, at least I tear a piece of you and leave with it. I did the shadow work and went from bad to worse. The curse is deep.
Before we started this episode, I was actually like reading that. That was like that lyric that I was reading just before we started. Nah, but it hits. Bruh,
I did the shadow work and went from bad to worse. Ish, the curse is
ish,
deep.
Ish. I'm a person, bro, that needs attention. A plethora of unmentionable messes I need to admit. That made me feel broken.
And this is such an important thing, dude. It is such an important thing to say, because I feel like a lot of the time, you know, when people go on this journey of like, oh, you know, self-introspection, getting better, healing, trauma, this and this, right? A lot of the time people expect that you are already at your worst and you're just going to get better from there. But sometimes what happens is that the more you uncover, the more you realize just how messed up things are.
Oh, and it takes you to darker places,
a further deeper bottom. Tell me about it. Right? And then it literally gets worse before it gets better. And I feel like that's what this is. And I'm glad she's talking about this, you know, because I feel like, especially like with social media and the new age of, you know, the culture, we've glamorized and sort of like put this thing in the mainstream of our self-love. It's all cute, it's all good and rosy. But it's really not.
It's not what, like, they make it seem. Yeah, it's not that whole like, oh, everything is great and what. It gets really deep, bro. gets really deep.
And yeah, man, she's saying some stuff, which, dude, and that's why I'm excited to like get a full album, because I feel like the thing that she's gonna explore on there, given, you know, more time and more songs.
I feel like we're not, that, most of us are not intellectual enough to even understand where that's gonna go.
And the fact that so much is explored on this project in such a short space of time as well. So it's like, There's a plethora of things, dog.
Imagine that over 10, 12 songs. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And then from there we get Right Back, featuring Hannah Ray. Finally getting some Hannah Ray out here. How are you guys feeling about this one? I love it, but I want to hear your thoughts first.
Well, firstly, for me, I think Hannah Ray's performance on the song was beautiful, man.
I think,
in terms of this feature, for me, I really enjoyed what it did to the song. Like, yeah, they both just elevated each other. This was, and obviously, like, getting towards the end part as well, like, you can kind of feel that this is the last soppy one in a sense. But yeah, man, I really, really enjoyed Hannah Ray's performance on this. I think it was outstanding.
Yeah, man, Hannah Ray is so underrated. So underrated, bro. Vocally, she's different. She's really different, bro. Yeah, it's nice to hear.
And have we spoken about her before? For me,
I think she did.
Yeah, I said I'd mentioned that she was, I think she had just dropped her first single, or she was about to drop her first single, and I said this year this is who we should keep an eye on.
Valora, Danko.
Yeah, and hey, for real, bro. And I love that under Stay Low, because I always say, I just feel like, bro, when you're under Stay Low, fuck everything else, but the music's just gonna work out.
And all that, like, you can actually hear that these guys, like, spend a lot of time in the studio together. Like,
that's the thing.
Obviously, they're all different artists, but there's certain, like, key points where it's like, okay, yeah, this is like Stay Low production kind of vibes, you know?
And everybody brings something unique to the table, bro. Everybody brings something so like rich, bro. It's not like just, there's no one just coming with play things, bro.
That's why I was saying
Presley, I wish Tyson was a part of Stay
Low. I would lie, that way it sounds like, it feels like the perfect fit. And you've spoken about this one before, actually. I don't remember when,
honestly, Doug. Yeah, for sure. Like, I honestly feel like he would do well there. But anyway, yeah, going back to the song, yeah, I really do like the fact that, you know, Mecca was, you know, getting a bit more experimental with it. I don't know if I've heard her on this type of vibe before, you know. I think this is a first, bro. Like, so it was really interesting to me, and a direction I didn't expect her to take, honestly. But I think she did it really well, especially with the writing. She made it also, you know, feel like what she was even saying in the writing as well, which obviously she's very good at doing. And yeah, man, Hannah, of course, holding it down with that hook, beautiful delivery. I honestly think she don't get enough love, but everybody will have their time, you know. But yeah, lyrically, you know, I'll let C start. Maybe I'll come with something after that. There's a lot.
Yeah, just quickly on Hannah Ray. Like I said a few months ago, that I was excited to see what she was going to bring. Because I've mentioned before that how, like, I truly believe that we have people who can contribute to our pop industry in SA. We have some talented people. And I've been following Hannah now, well, I guess since, I don't know, end of last year or something, whatever. But I think the last 3 weeks or so, she's been doing something really, really interesting on Instagram. So every day she's writing a song, like on Instagram, and she posts it like every
30 songs in 30 days.
1 minute video or something, whatever it is. Yeah. And it's been really, really cool. But yeah, in terms of this song, it works. You know, I remember I saw a clip, I think Stay Low had posted something on the Instagram a couple of months back. And it was this beat, and then I saw Hannah and Mecca in studio. But in my head, I'm thinking, oh, snap, Hannah's got Mecca on her next song. It didn't cross my mind that it would be a Mecca song.
I would have never thought.
You know, I just assumed, just based on like the production and the
stylistically
style,
it's different.
I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a Hannah song. Come to find out, a couple of months later, no. It's Mecca's, and it's amazing, bro. Like, and she's rapping, man. Like, she's making it fun. It sounds cool. Yeah. So for me, this was another good pairing. I love it. Yeah. nice one still. We have, oh, there's a last one. Ja finished.
It's a quick
already.
One, in and out.
That's crazy, dude.
Just like that.
Yeah. When the track list dropped for this thing, when I saw the track list, I'm like, okay, what about when they said Ja not finished? I'm like, I hope they have the Kobe in this. Like, it's just,
exactly.
Because you can't.
And not have that.
Like, the way that it was put in. Have, like, yeah, no, you look for like, snap.
Hey, boy.
This is really good. And it makes me excited because it's like, we've just spent, you know, 30 minutes talking about an EP that is 60 minutes long. And we get to the end and it's like, job not finished.
Still
bro.
More to go.
You know, like, she's coming back with some more. You know, we're not done. So I like that. I really like that.
I think for me, the beat, the clip, the iconic clip as well, the way that it was also like incorporated into that, into like the chorus, the delivery of the chorus, where it's like, what is there to be happy about? And then, Mecca's the one that actually finishes the job not finished, and it's not actually said by Kobe, but like the way it kind of works with the song is beautiful. And I think also with this ending as well, it's like, you know, job not finished, obviously in the sense of, you know, there's a project that's coming up, but job not finished just in terms of, you know, career ambition, all of this type of stuff. I think the messaging here was really, really strong. So this was a solid outro.
Yeah, man, I definitely agree. Like, I think this track just speaks for itself. Like, even in the bars, the delivery is just kind of like saying, like, yo, you know, we're not done yet. I'm still cooking. I'm still operating. So I like that it ended with a feel of it's not ending yet. You know what I mean? So that was nice. Yeah, man, I like the production on here. This was the Yolophonic production, of course, as we're saying. Crazy, he killed it. Just to quote, I'll just try to keep it short, but the song wasn't that long anyway. But for me, it's honestly just how she entered, when she was just like, they would never try me, why? They don't want a Zulu Mecca type beat. that was just a fun bar. And then she goes, I got the hardest bars to quote, was never meant to dissect shit. The hardest bar I wrote, this the one I've said for myself. That's crazy, bruh. The hardest bar she wrote was the one she said for herself. Like, yeah, man. Like, I like that type of talk. I like that type of timing. Yeah, man. Just a strong way to finish off. It was really nice to hear YOLO not on a remix. I joke. But, you know, it's nice for him to get production credits on that. So that was really dope. And yeah, man, just a strong way to end it off. Short and sweet.
Bruh. These bars, dude, rather be out of lines than out of line. I'm not show business. I got all bitter, and God knows I'm lost soul. What? I'm a lost soul sinning. My card cold crib is foxhole. My slot closed in. But my pot gold grilling, my block nose, I'm blocked nose ill. And if I don't sicken the lot of them, I'm top load spinning.
CZ turning into me now.
I literally, you see, like, he's assumed all the roles in this episode. CZ is literally, yeah.
Nah,
no, it's too much, though. Guys, I won't even lie. Listen, I tried to stop myself because I knew I was going to say everything. I was like, trying to select
white
faves, bruh. Like, it's too.
Bruh, my cut cold crib is foxhole. My slot closed in. My pot gold grilling, my blocked nose, I'm blocked.
And even when she said that, she even had that blocked nose.
And
like,
if I don't sicken the lot of them, I'm top load spinning.
Spinning at your head top, spinning. The block. What? Hey, bro, shot. Rah. Hey, bro, it's too much, bro.
Guys, what the hell is this? No ways, bro.
Nah, Mecca's different with the pen, bruh.
Just seriously,
different.
You get that two thing.
The streets is quiet.
For things.
Bruh, that's why Tyson needed to join,
I've
bruh.
Been
that's why
you guys
he needed
to
join,
this for like
bruh.
The last 2 years.
Yeah, nah, Dre, you have to add in the effects for this one, bruh. Nah. Dog, How do you even end the thing like that, bro? That is
you can't
so
end
crazy
on this note, bro. It's too much, bro.
This is why, guys. When I say Mecca is
the chosen,
like
one,
top two, this is what I mean, bro. Mecca is just,
yeah, those MTV based what top what what. Ah, she has to be top two. Come on, guys, this is too much, bro. MCs,
nah. Those things, we don't care about those things. We know how that goes there, bro. We know the politics of that.
She deserved
that. The streets know.
Facts. We know what time it is.
Yeah, guys, what are we saying? Closing thoughts. Zulumeka seems.
Yeah, man, I really, really enjoyed this. I think I'm really looking forward to the project. And obviously, as we heard, job's not finished, so I'm ready to hear it when it finally comes along. But yeah, Zulumeka, I think, well-rounded rapper, artist, and yeah, there's a lot to be excited about. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very, very keen to see what's next, what's in the pipeline, because, you know, as this was just a taste of what's to come, like, this is a very, very, very promising, you know, body of work. And in itself, it's a great, great body of work. Like, I think, you know, I keep going on about how I love the fact that it's mostly in-house, but it just shows that when you really have chemistry with the people around you and you're grinding with them and, you know, you're able to connect every day, like, bodies of work come out like this, you know. And this is really dope. This is a testament to what everybody can do over at the Stay Low side. So, you know, on that note, that's really dope. But as for Zulumeka herself, I think this is just one of the most phenomenal MCs in South Africa at the moment. I think, you know, she needs more flowers given to her. The writing here, the structure, the concepts, you know, the complexity, the nuances, like, just everything, you know, just the little things, bro, made so much here. So for me, this was a great body of work, very solid, very strong. And yeah, man, shout out to Zulu and Stay Low.
Yeah, guys, I've said it a bunch of times, man, but Zulumeka is my favorite rapper, you know, in SA. Like, yeah, she's number one for me in SA still. Overall, this was a good show out. The project was of the standard that I've come to expect and appreciate from her. And she continues to amaze me with what she can do with the pen. I feel like everything worked well over here. The production and the engineering was high level once again. The features, they brought in a really interesting and refreshing dynamic, and I feel like they all contributed what was needed to sort of like help convey the message that Mecca was trying to put out there. Shout out to Kez, of course, Mars Baby, Marcus Harvey, Hannah Ray,
the whole gang, the whole squad.
Genuinely so excited to hear more of, you know, what Hannah Ray has to offer as well. Of course, I've said that. Mars Baby is finishing up his album now.
Let's go.
So
let's go.
We're looking forward to that. You know, Kez putting in, you know, pieces to a new project. So it's looking good, you know. Shout out to Zulumeka. Like, I'm excited. Job not done, though. Job not finished. So we wait.
Hopefully we also get a pretty ugly feature next time as well. That'd be nice.
Hey guys, pretty said he's died with rap.
Nah, he's not died with that thing, bruh. He's still here, bruh.
Yeah, he's actually not. Yeah, he must stop playing with us.
He can't play with us like that.
But yeah, guys, this was Zulumeka Seems. And yeah, this was the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray Valarin. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Dways. Until next time,
this is
stay shining. Peace and love.